On Robin Hood Radio, we are joined again by Willie Hallahan, who is a fairly frequent guest here from the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. However, the first thing we're talking about is not a winter sport.
That's right, Michael. It's good to be back. Good to hear your voice. We had our spring and early summer hiatus from ski jumping, and our next event, which is coming up this Sunday, is our annual golf tournament and pig roast. It's kind of unique in the golf tournament world because it's, first of all, it's held over at Undermountain Golf Course, a beautiful little nine-hole course over in Boston Corners in New York State. And it's pretty price-friendly these days where golf tournaments can be up to $200 or even more, depending on the tournament. Ours is $110 per player. The format is a two-person scramble, 18 holes. We have two flights, a 9 a.m. Tee-off time and the 2 p.m. The afternoon flight is filled at this point, but we have plenty of room in the morning flight. And as is the case with most golf tournaments, the price includes green fees and a lunch, the pig roast dinner, which is very cool. On-course beverages and on-course prizes like closest to the pin, longest drive, and all that sort of thing. So it's a fun event. We've been doing it for 18, 19 years. We're not sure which. But people who participate every year love it. And we'd love some new blood. If anybody has an opening this coming Sunday, the 10th, and a hankering to get into a tournament, we'd love to have you.
All right, and in order to do that, they have to call the clubhouse to make their reservations, yes?
Yes. You call Trish at the Undermountain Golf Course. The number is 518-329-4444. You can almost remember that. I can almost remember
Yeah,
that.
Really?
with my failing memory.
Like all of us. Can I buy tickets just to go to the pig roast?
You can. Yes,
I can.
Thank you for bringing that up. You could. I think it's $10.
Because I don't golf.
I haven't been asked that. To come and participate in the pig roast.
Yeah,
the Sunday in the Country food drive is cook it for us, and we reimburse them. They do a great job, and it's a fun time. It's a party like atmosphere. The whole tournament is, but by the time everybody's through golfing and everything, and they get to sit down, it's just a fun place to be in the. The pig roast is always great, and everybody loves it. So thank you for bringing that up. I would have forgotten that.
All right.
For sure.
So once again, you call the same number for the pig roast?
The whole thing, yes.
Yeah, 518-329-4444.
Yep, and ask for Trish.
And the cost was once again on that?
$10.
Yeah, I'm just interested in the pig roast. I don't golf, but I love pig.
Okay. I'd love to have you over there.
trying to work around this thing. What time does that start if you're just going for the roast?
It's a little bit of a moving target because it all depends on when the second flight ends. And that can, it ebbs and flows time-wise depending on who's playing. But I would say roughly around 5. You could probably call somewhere in the mid-afternoon at that same number to get a closer figure time-wise. But if memory serves, it's around 5 o'clock.
Okay. That's just one more way you can donate to the Winter Sports Association.
That's right. And since you mentioned that, the proceeds from the golf tournament go to fund our youth skiing programs at Swassa. We have a very robust junior ski jumping team, 25 or so youngsters who train and jump both at our facilities. And they travel to places like Lake Placid or Hanover, New Hampshire, and there are like half a dozen different jumps in the East, and compete against their peers in other parts of the East. And lots of times will underwrite their travel expenses if they need to. We'll provide the jumping equipment itself, which is very expensive. And in addition to that, we provide scholarships to 4 different grade schools for their afternoon downhill skiing programs in the wintertime. So we'll probably spend $8,000 to $10,000 helping those schools out. Because just to go to a ski hill and rent the equipment and get coaching and all that sort of thing is very expensive, and a lot of kids can't afford that. So that's where we step in. Part of our mission statement is to support and help young people learn to ski in all the forms of skiing there are, whether it's downhill or cross country or ski jumping. And we take that seriously. And a good part of that fundraising effort goes to those programs.
And which schools get the money?
Salisbury Central, Lee Kellogg School in Falls Village, North Canaan Elementary, and Weebatuck. And we'll entertain other schools as well. It's four schools at the moment, but if we get a call from another school with a downhill program, tell us what they need, and if we have the money, we'll help them out.
That's great. So everyone listening, if you're in the other schools and you want to join in, all you got to do is make a phone call.
Yep, that's right. Or actually, believe it or not, Swasey doesn't have a phone number. you can just go to jumpfest.org, which is our website.
Okay.
And email us there. Our email address is info@jumpfest.org, somebody will get back to you.
That's interesting. I had no idea you didn't have a phone number.
Yeah, we used to, and nobody answered it. It had a voicemail hooked up to it, and people would just forget to check. Nobody was really in charge of it. This is years ago. We just said, you know what? We don't really need it.
Yeah, don't really need it. That's right.
Yeah.
You've got a very interactive website and stuff. And one of the things I had asked you before we started this was you now have a newsletter, which you did not have before.
That's right. That's brand new. It's our bad that we haven't had one in the past. I mean, everybody should have one, whether you're a nonprofit, a business, or whatever, just to keep your interested people informed. And we just put out our inaugural issue a couple of weeks ago. And if you want to get on the mailing list to know what we've got going on, not just the golf tournament, but we have a ski swap and a junior jump camp and, of course, Jump Fest in February. Just go to jumpfest.org and a screen will pop up where you can just put in your email address and you'll go on the list. You can know what's going on.
Yeah, and that's a good thing because I know for myself here at the station with my staff of one, it's very handy when I get newsletters from everybody so we can talk about the various things going on because otherwise I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's kind of like golf where I want to come for the pig but not the golf.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right.
I'm there, so.
Anyway, I don't know how much time we have, but the other news we have it's been a big deal lately, is last year we raised a whole bunch of money, like almost $700,000, to rebuild our middle-sized jump, our 30-meter. It's part of the progression from when a child initially learns to jump on the 20, they move up to the 30, and then eventually get on to the big jump if they want to. Anyway, we're in the midst of rebuilding it. That'll happen this summer. The footings have been poured. The steel, it's mostly going to be steel, has been fabricated off-site. We'll be arriving. Some of them are 40-foot-long pieces. And in the next couple of months, that'll happen. So we'll be ready for the new jumping season. So that's a big deal. It was a long-haul fundraising, and a lot of people were involved. A lot of people contributed, for which we're eternally grateful. And that'll be a big deal for us when that's ready. And when that's done, both the little hill and this new middle-sized hill will be year-round jumping. We've got the plastic and the ceramics necessary to make both of them year-round jumping, which will be huge.
That's something you've talked about for a while, so now that's finally going to come to fruition.
It's going to come to fruition, yeah. We have all the material.
Fantastic. Tell me just a little, how do you do this in the summertime? You don't make snow, I presume.
No, the ceramics will go on the in-run. That's the ramp that the kids ski down. What I'm not sure of is whether we have to run water on it or not. I'm not sure. And then the landing hill is plastic. It's kind of a fibrous material that they land on. And again, I don't know if they run water on it or not. But the powers that be know exactly what to do.
Yeah, well, that's interesting, the whole concept that you can practice for your winter sport in the summertime, the spring, the fall, when you have no snow. So
And we'll be able to hold tournaments in the summertime. Kids just sort of like a mini jump fest where kids travel down from points north in New England.
That's good. That's good for people like me. I don't like the cold, so, Jump really? Fest does not appeal to me. A summer thing to watch this would be fantastic.
Yeah, sure. It'll bring a whole new aspect of town. The town benefits whenever we have something going on of any size. The businesses in town benefit to some degree or another. So it's all good.
So we'll end up having two Jump Fest each year, right?
Well, who knows?
Possibilities.
I'm speculating a bit here, the possibilities are limitless.
Yeah, speculation is a good thing. It gets everybody thinking. So it's,
exactly.
Again, I'm looking at the website here, and I see you're already talking about Jump Fest 2026, which is almost literally the way time's going these days. It's literally around the corner.
It is. It's scary. My father always said, "The older you get, the faster time flies."
That's right.
I didn't listen to him. I never did. But boy, was he right.
But now you know.
Now I know. Yep.
But
you're right, Dad.
The primary thing we're here to talk about, or we have been talking about today, is the 18th Annual Golf Tourney and Pig Roast that's happening Sunday, August 10th. Reminder on this, too. We didn't mention this before. Rain date is Sunday, August 17th.
That's right.
Let's hope you don't have to go there. Undermountain Golf Course in Boston Corners, New York. It's 2 18-hole flights. 9 a.m. is open. However, 2 p.m. is closed at this point, folks. There's also a pig roast going on. You can go and do your golfing for $110 per player entry fee. These are two-member teams. There's cash and other prizes being awarded. You can also go to just the pig roast if you wish as well. Both of these things you can sign up by calling the clubhouse at 518-329-4444. And if you want to know more about Salisbury Winter Sports Association, go to jumpfest.org. Did I cover all the bases there?
You got it all, Michael.
All right. Well, thank you.
You are the professional.
Thank you. Well, I don't know about that, but I work at it. Let's put it that way. You are the professional on your side, too, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Have a great
golf tournament, and I may just show up and have some pig. Who knows?
Good. I hope you do.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care, Michael.